This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you, I know you have to think like I do when it comes to pumpkin pie. When I hear pumpkin pie, when I see a pumpkin pie, meh, I don't really like pumpkin pie that much. I'll eat it if it's drowned in Cool Whip and whipped cream. I'll eat it, but I don't like pumpkin pie. Thanksgiving dinner, I mean, as long as I can eat the dark meat, it's okay, but that's not my favorite food. You know, if I'm going to go to somebody's house, you know, and you know, have to deal with the traffic and deal with family and guilt trips and all sorts of other stuff, there better be some succulent chocolate cake on that table. But it's usually dried turkey, and the stuffing is also dry and chunky, and I don't really get that. The gravy, there's green beans with fried onions on top, so I need to take Beano, if not I have gas all day. And then for dessert, and you think the dessert is like save the best for last, it's an orange mush pot. I don't get you guys. I don't get it. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving, serve me some prime rib. Serve some chocolate cake. Then I'm thankful. Not very thankful for mush. And, you know, I tried to psychoanalyze myself as to what my problem is with pumpkins. Okay, apparently we eat pumpkin pie because pumpkin is the fruit of the season. Well, there's other fruits. You got apples. You got cranberries. You got pomegranate. Why aren't we doing a pomegranate pie? A pomegranate pie is good. I would eat a pomegranate pie. And if I'm going to eat pie, I want it to crunch a little. I want the crust to be crispy. I want to feel like with an apple, the fruit, you know, pumpkin pie reminds me of baby food. You know, when you used to give the kids, and the other two also is the fruit. Okay, pumpkin pie looks nothing like the fruit. Apple pie, you see the pieces of apple. Blueberry pie, you see the blueberries. Cherry pie, you see the cherries. Pumpkin pie, you don't see the fruit. And you know why you don't see the fruit? Because the fruit is even more unappetizing than the pie. When I see a pumpkin, and no offense to my grandmother, may she rest in peace, but I think of my grandmother. A pumpkin reminds me of my grandmother. And that I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. Now, and then, I don't know if you guys know this, but you are avoiding other less caloric desserts to eat that pumpkin pie. Now, I'm not going on an anti-pumpkin pie tangent. You guys want your pumpkin pie, you can have it. But take a look at this. This is the caloric content of other desserts. So, what is a slice of pumpkin pie? A slice of pumpkin pie, if I could get that really quickly here. Slice of pumpkin pie, about 154 grams, is 294 calories. One slice of that orange mush is 294 calories. What about pound cake? 85 calories. Pecan pie, 189 calories. Peach pie, 213 calories. Your pumpkin pie is more caloric. Let's get this ice cream cake. 102 calories. You could be having flipping ice cream cake instead of that orange cat throw up looking funnel cake. 32 calories. One piece of 70 gram funnel cake, 32 calories. You know how much funnel cake you could have? Okay, now let's look at the chocolate. A chocolate, a Bundt cake is 190 calories. Black Forest cake is 336. Well, I like Black Forest cake because they stick cherries in it. Don't be messing my chocolate cake with fruit. But a brownie, get this, a brownie is 152 calories. You could almost eat two flippin' brownies to equate to the, pumpkin pie you're eating. So honestly, I think we got some thinking to do here. And the other thing too also is, honestly, I know it's forced. What you guys did was you're like, look, Christmas is about the Christmas cookies and those fruit cakes and loaves and God knows what. Yeah, and it's all yummy. And you're like, nobody is thinking about the orange and brown food. So why don't we incorporate it into Thanksgiving dinner? I don't know who decided this stuff, but somebody said, you know what? Apple pies, cherry, people eat those all the time. Apple pies, you get a lot of apple pie and cherry pie, like 4th of July. So let's just give pumpkin their due. You don't have to give pumpkin their due. And you want to know what? You're not eating 100% pumpkin, by the way. A lot of people are making their pumpkin pie with canned stuff. You know what's in canned pumpkin pie mix? Squash. You're trying to convince me to eat a dessert that has squash in it? And then there's other ingredients and chemicals because they're trying to make pumpkin more appetizing than it needs to be. And then, by the way, that pumpkin slice, that pumpkin pie caloric count doesn't include all the whipped cream and Cool Whip you're trying to cover on top of it. It's ridiculous. Now, have I eaten pumpkin pie? Yes. You know, I need something to, you know, chase down the dry white meat turkey. But honestly, you know, provide an alternative. If you're feeling like some people really don't dig the pumpkin pie or dig the whole festivities, put a flippin' chocolate brownie there. Some of us are on diets. Some of us have diabetes. And we are trying to avoid the health monstrosity and the artistic, grotesque monstrosity that a piece of pumpkin pie represents. I just think we could be doing it all different. And the last thing I need to do is to be thinking about any dead grandmothers. I mean, I'm giving thanks, you know, that I had a grandmother, but I just don't, you know, make some pomegranate pie, please. Pomegranate. Or a pomegranate martini. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all. I'm sorry, Jason, our producer today, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you realize that you're going to need to see a medical provider pretty quickly. You're either running out of your medications and you're about to get on a plane. You're starting to feel a scratchy throat, so you want an antibiotic just in case you have strep. You might not have gotten your vaccines up to date. And things you put off until tomorrow that you should have done yesterday, you're trying to do today. And you can't get in. And the average person is telling me they will not be able to get in with their doctor till the new year. And it's November 21st. That's frightening, and I get it. And a question I commonly get asked is, what's going on? I used to be able to get in with you, Dr. Dahlia, same day. The same day appointments are starting to fall by the wayside. And how it worked for me, you know, I had my own practice, which was really, really nice. So I didn't have somebody booking me up in another state remotely. We could individually decide where to double book somebody. We rarely wanted to double book because we wanted to make sure people got their time and didn't have to wait. Usually the average wait time was about 15 minutes. I really tried to keep it tight. But a couple times, people had to wait. If I had to call an ambulance for a patient and give report to the, stabilize them and then give report to the paramedics, yeah, it would take longer. But for the most part, I didn't want people waiting. And then if I did have to fit somebody in, I would do it strategically when somebody, let's say, was there for a physical and needed to have some blood drawn or needed to get an EKG, I could see a patient in between. And so it took a lot of choreography, and I really credit not medical school for teaching me that, but hostessing. Before I was 21 and could wait tables, I hosted because you couldn't be around the alcohol when you were under 21, so you had to host. And to choreograph tables and understand what the kitchen needed and what the servers needed and what the front of the restaurant needed versus the back of the restaurant, it took some choreography. And so that was probably one of the biggest gifts I ever got from my previous work experience for my practice. But the other thing that it took was this work integrity where I'm not going to let anybody suffer today. So if you really need to be seen, I'll get you in. And then at the end of the day, you might have to wait a little bit, but I'll make it work. I even opened on Saturdays so people wouldn't struggle over the weekend. I told you why I was always open on Thanksgiving weekend. I might have been closed on Thanksgiving, but one, some of the staff wanted to work and make extra money on Fridays and Saturdays. Two is the phones would be ringing and our answering service would be overwhelmed for the 4 days that my partner, who was on call the very first year we opened our practice in 2000, he said, why don't I just bring a nurse in and, you know, punch it out Friday and Saturday? And then patients are like, well, then why don't you come in and get seen? So having your own practice, you have that flexibility of, you know, you're calling in. You're still having pain. Let me take a look at you. Come on down. And we could do that. Now, the average neighborhood doctor or nurse practitioner or PA doesn't exist. They work for a company. And also, even though many medical providers have incentives of how many people they see, work-life balance and salary guarantees make it a little less incentivizing to, you know what, yes, put the family of three or the family of four in, I'll make it work. And I'm hearing a lot of medical providers are saying no. I never wanted to say no. Saying no was tough. When I had to turn a person down for narcotic refills and medication that I thought would not work well for them, saying no bothered me. It was not easy. Now, Dr. Dahlia, this person wants to come in. They think they're having a UTI. Okay. I hated saying no. Now it's no. We have no bookings. Now, maybe it's because when you're a neighborhood doc and you are in a suburb area or a smaller area of town, or you feel a responsibility, I did. I felt like if I turned a patient down and I wouldn't let them see me, even though there's plenty of urgent cares around, I felt responsible. I felt like they could get worse. And so I just wanted to make sure they saw me. Now that there's so many urgent cares and so many walk-in clinics, doctors could say, no, 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 sorry, no, I got to leave on time today. No, I never left on time. Even if I did have to leave to go to my kids' Christmas play at school, I still came back. I'd have a migraine. I rarely took off. And so I'm not saying people don't have work ethic. They do. But the average person, the average medical professional is kind of rethinking things because the way I did it could lead to burnout. Did I ever have burnout? I got close. I got close, and the reason why I got close to burning out wasn't the amount of hours I worked. I'm just a workaholic. I could work multiple. I still do. I'm up at 6 a.m. I go to bed at 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm working the whole time. I love to work. But what got me was the lack of appreciation. When a patient wouldn't appreciate, you know, what I did, and they would be like, I diagnosed HIV in a kid, and the billing department had sent her balance, which was, I think, $23 or $12. I think it was a $12 bill. And she rips us a new one for her getting a $12 bill after I diagnosed her kid with HIV. You don't want to pay the bill. You don't have to pay the bill. I mean, most people don't now these days, and it doesn't even go against her credit anymore with the new rules. But I don't need a thank you, but don't be giving my staff a hard time for doing what they were supposed to do. If the insurance says this is what they owe, that's what they owe. And so, you know, people complaining that that I wasn't giving them free refills over the phone, that I would say, look, you need to come in because it's been a year. I need to check your blood pressure. So once I started to see the unappreciation, yeah, I got burned out. Now, when I was offered a teaching job, I jumped at it. I love to teach. But the way Obamacare went and the way, you know, high deductibles, and because patients now owed more because their insurance wasn't paying, and patients were so mad at their deductibles, and they were so mad at the way insurance changed, did they call up the Obama administration? Did they call up their insurance company? No. They took it out on me and my staff. And you know, that's what causes burnout. Another thing that causes burnout is when you work as much as I did, and you didn't get to see your kids grow up, and you did it because it was for the patients, for the patients. You put patients first. And then those patients treat you like they do, some of them. You go, why did I give up my youth? Why did I give up all that time with my kids? So, you know, it's just a different landscape now. So many of you are not seeing the same doctor. Your doctor moved, you moved, you feel like a number. Now, most of the time, your medical provider, once they see you in the office, will treat you, you know, with the sincerity that you deserve. But the idea of, oh, I need to call and come in, or, you know, can you, refill my medication? Can you do this? It's changing. And for those of you saying, look, all I do is go to urgent care, use telemedicine these days because I don't see a doctor, that's not your fault entirely. That's just the way the system is. But you have to plan for that. Now, if you're in town for Thanksgiving, but you're going to be out of town for Christmas, you have a month to figure out what it is you need and try to get in with a provider. But you need to get your ducks in a row. If you think you're going to run out of medication and you could just call your doctor, that's not the way it is anymore. And boy, do a lot of us struggle with change. Even me, you know, I like, well, I need my hormones refilled, you know, now that I'm menopausal. And I'm like, okay, I'll wait till I'm on my last prescription. Maybe not to wait. Maybe I should make that call now. It's really hard to break that habit because you don't want to do something too early. You don't want your insurance to reject it. But if it's going to take you an average of 2 to 3 months just to even get in or make contact with a medical provider, you need to start figuring that out now. Things are changing. And hopefully we will go back to the neighborhood doc. A lot of doctors are doing concierge where they are there for you. They have a very limited roster of patients so they could give you more time and more attention. It's expensive, though. Costs a lot of money out of pocket. But I hear you. It's not easy right now. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Thanksgiving 2023 in the history books. Today is Black Friday, the day to shop till you drop ahead of the Christmas season. Lots of sales at malls across our country.
Prices have fallen a lot on TVs and printers. Prices are going way down.
Travis Kelce back in the news, and no, it doesn't have to do with girlfriend Taylor Swift. USA's Dave Collins reports.
Here's one more reason to talk about KC Chiefs Travis Kelce. Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass. I pray God it's our last.
The brothers did a remake of the Pogues 80s hit and renamed it King of South Philly. Not exactly feel good, but it's on the Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it is the Medicare annual enrollment period right now that's going to be ending December 7th. So you still have some time, but you got some decisions to make. And back again on our show, who I'm really, really appreciative for, is Gary Culp, Medicare Chief Distribution Officer at Cigna Healthcare Medicare, to talk to us about what your options are. Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thanks for having me back again. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. So this year, 4.4 million Americans are going to be able to qualify for Medicare. So that's a lot on top of the ones who already use it. Talk to us about what they need to be starting to think about.
Well, Well, you know, now is a very important time of the year for people eligible for Medicare. It's the annual enrollment period, and you referenced it just a moment ago. And the AEP, or known as AEP, runs now through December 7th. And so it's an important time to kind of pause and determine, you know, what is really important to me and what are my needs in terms of health for 2024 so that you can take a look at coverage options and make some decisions. I like to, you know, point people in the direction of, you know, looking at, is there any change in my health? Is there anything that's changed in my needs that will, you know, best suit my, you know, health and vitality all year long? And look at things like network. Is the doctors that I need or want in the network? Hospitals in the network? Pharmacies that I like to visit in network? Look at drug coverage. So what medications am I taking? Are they covered? And what's my share of costs from a copay perspective? And then look at the affordability. So copays, deductibles, anything that kind of, you know, points to how much I might have to share the cost in terms of my overall health.
You know, those are good things to think about because we just spoke about how many people don't have their doctor. The doctor changes. And the choice that many people feel they've lost oftentimes is sometimes not of their own volition. It's because insurance changes. And January 1st, some people might be losing their doctor based on their insurance. And so I think it's a really, really good idea to be able, you know, research like you can. And, you know, there's still time left. What happens, though, if they miss the deadline?
Well, I like to say, don't miss it.
Right.
It's an easy statement to say, but it's really important to make the decision before December 7th. Because you're really going to be locked in for the next year. And in most cases, you won't have an opportunity to make a change until the next annual enrollment period. So, you know, don't wait to research. Take the time to really take a look at the plan, even if it means that you've decided that the plan that you're on is the best solution for you and you stay on that plan for next year.
So true. Can you talk about who is eligible for Medicare? Age range, disability, can you talk about that?
Sure. So, you know, Medicare actually is, you know, the federal program that offers, you know, coverage for beneficiaries that qualify. And the qualification details are actually available on their site at medicare.gov. The majority of folks that are on Medicare are 65 and older, but there's other populations that actually qualify for Medicare, and details can be found on the Medicare.gov site.
That's good. That's good. And so we have some individuals who are 65, they're still working, and they have a choice between their employer plan and then switching to Medicare. What's some of the best advice for them?
Well, I think for everyone, you need to take a look at what your options are. And in the specific case that you described around employer coverage, it's important to understand what that means in terms of your coverage, what it means for any dependents you might have, and if you make any decisions, if there's any impact to the dependents. So I actually suggest that, you know, those that have employer-sponsored plans, that they go back to their employer to really understand what those options are. But for people that have, you know, access to Medicare or are eligible for Medicare, they really should be looking at options that are available in their market. And the one that's really popular by many Medicare beneficiaries is the Medicare Advantage plan. In fact, mm-hmm. this year, almost 31 million people are enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, which is more than half or 51% of the eligible Medicare population. And the reason why they've selected Medicare Advantage plans is that they offer everything that original Medicare offers and more. They offer extra health and wellness benefits such as dental for whole health and vitality, vision, hearing, and fitness, or things like transportation to and from a doctor's office. And what's nice is these programs are also offered, are very affordable, and many of them are offered at no additional premium. For example, Cigna Medicare offers zero premium plan options for Medicare Advantage.
Which we're really, really grateful for. Any other tips that you have for people as they kind of are shopping around for their 2024 health benefits?
Absolutely. So first thing I would say is don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, this time of year, I make the joke, but it's actually true for my family. I call it talk turkey because over Thanksgiving, I'm usually cornered by aunts, uncles, friends, family that are looking to validate, you know, what decisions they're looking at for the upcoming year in terms of their health care coverage. And so I would say, you know, stop, ask for help. You have until December 7th, which is around the corner. And then you're, you know, essentially that would lock you in for 2024. So a couple places to go for information. One is the Medicare website at medicare.gov. There's a tool on that website that's known as the Medicare Plan Finder tool. What's nice about it is it actually compares plans that are available in the local community so that you can look at some side-by-side options around, you know, what's available to me in my local community, what might be the best fit for me. There's also what I recommend is to participate in a virtual or in-person education session, whichever works best for you. And you can do that by visiting CIGNAMedicareInformation.com. That's CIGNAMedicareInformation.com. Or we have representatives available that you can talk to over the phone toll free. And the phone number is 877-349-2897.
Well, Gary, we really appreciate all you do, all Cigna does. I know it's not an easy time for people, and the options you offer are really, really helpful. We really appreciate you, and we can't wait to have you come back.
Well, we're here to help. I appreciate the time as well, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for having me back, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, my husband and I are going through that same thing. We were going to bed, and my husband told me, remind me to tell you, we have to look at the bronze plan versus the gold plan. And I'm about to fall asleep, and the last thing I wanted to do was talk about health insurance. But, you know, when you're married 27 years, the pillow talk changes, obviously. And, why? Well, because the other health insurance we had, because we're still too young for Medicare, the other health insurance we had went up to $2,700 a month, and I hardly go to the doctor. I had a hysterectomy a couple years ago, but I hardly go. And so it's changing. And to make that decision, I don't like to try to guess and roll the dice on what I'm going to need 12 months from now. I don't like that. You know, I never predict the future correctly. I might have some predictions, and I might have I might have some good instinct, but in terms of predicting medical health, no. And so for those of you that are a little frustrated, I like what Gary Culpit said about you can look at some of the online seminars, learn what you can. I work with Cigna a lot. They actually offer a lot of telemedicine options as well. And so those are things. It's interesting because I have a family member who has a different health insurance, and telemedicine is not offered. And they're very frustrated with that because I say, well, just go online to MD Live or whatever. And they said they can't because it's not covered under their insurance. And so those are sometimes the things you need to know. And it's a lot. Trust me, I don't like reading. I don't like reading the fine print. And then you look at the charts, and whoever makes the charts, you see the check boxes. You go, well, this has more check boxes, so I think I'll go with this one. But to also talk to your medical provider. Your medical provider knows the ins and outs. I'm very grateful for what Cigna covers. And so I could at least guide and say, look, I know they offer this and this and this, if it helps. But definitely do your research. You still have some time left. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, no one listens. No one listens. No, not just to my show, that I know. But when the COVID vaccine mandate came out, which we were promised by Biden that wouldn't happen, nobody was going to say, show me your papers. Nobody was going to force it or mandate it. Even though we weren't tied down to get it, many people lost jobs, and the way they did it with healthcare companies is if a hospital or a medical entity that relies on government funds did not implement a COVID vaccine mandate, they would lose funding. So our nurses, doctors, and respiratory techs, and pharmacists, and whoever was working on the front line during COVID that obviously survived and probably had antibodies and some natural immunity for getting through the thick of COVID in early 2020 and 2019 when it first came here, when they got fired for not getting a vaccine, they couldn't go to another facility, which means it was career ending. Well, the military did the same thing. Now, of course, they had to. They were under the Biden administration. Their commander-in-chief was Joe Biden. But we fired service people, people who wanted to put their lives on the line, people who wanted to give their life for this country and serve this country. We fired them because they wouldn't get a COVID vaccine. Even though Betty said, you could check my titers. Just, I have immunity. Run a blood test. Nope, they got fired. Well, we've seen now the military struggle with recruitments, especially the Army. I think they missed their recruiting numbers by 15,000 this last year. And I'm being told we have some of the lowest numbers of active duty individuals since 1940. Now, mind you, you know, we're not necessarily in the midst of a war, although we have been attacked, our bases have been attacked, you know, in the Middle East and with what's going on with China and Putin. You know, we do need a readiness. But with our population growth, that's pretty shocking that we don't have the numbers that we need. Apparently, we're being told that the size of the active duty Army shrunk from 485,000 in 2021 to 452,000, and it's the smallest active duty Army since 1940. 8,000 soldiers within the Army were kicked out for not getting the vaccine. 8,000 able-bodied, physically fit people who passed, people who wanted to be there, fired. So the Army apparently has reached out to them. Now, they're not eating crow completely, and I don't blame the Army. I blame the administration. Because the Army is a part of, they're under the commander-in-chief. So if Biden wants a mandate, they have to follow. So I don't blame the U.S. Army. I blame the Biden administration for making our military do this. So apparently the U.S. Army sent a letter to the former service members that got canned and were notified of new Army guidance regarding the correction of military records for former members of the Army following the recession of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. So the letter states, in a result of the rescission of all current COVID-19 vaccination requirements, former soldiers who were involuntarily separated for refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccination may request a correction of their military records from either or both the Army Discharge Review Board or Army Board for Correction of Military Records. Now, the letter was signed by Brigadier General Hope Rampe of the U.S. Army, Director of the Military Personnel Management Office, of the Deputy Chief of Staff, and they said individuals can request a correction to their military personnel records including regarding the characterization of discharge. They say individuals who desire to apply to return to service should contact their local Army, U.S. Army Reserve, or Army National Guard recruiter for more information. So they're not necessarily saying we want you back, we were wrong, we're sorry, please come back, I miss you. Basically, you're invited to come back. Contact your recruiter. The COVID vaccine requirement has been rescinded, so now we could change why you left. Now, I don't know if they got a dishonorable discharge. You might know more. But if I was one of those individuals, I don't know how quickly I would come back. And I love our military, but the problem we've had with, and I love our military and I love the people that serve in it and I'm very, very grateful. But a problem we have that nobody talks about is our veterans, our military personnel, current, don't feel like the government has their back. And this was a prime example. When healthcare workers got canned by hospitals they worked at for 30 years. I think in our neck of the woods at one of the local hospitals in Las Vegas, the nurses left their shoes. So it was a very silent protest, but they basically took off their work shoes and they put a little note in there of how many years they worked at that hospital, and they had to leave. They were fired for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. One of the stupidest things ever, considering, you know, if it's not 100% safe, you can't mandate it. If somebody's pregnant and they're worried about effects to the fetus. Now, even though we know COVID can kill, and we had some science suggesting that babies will be fine, there was some issues talking about miscarriage rates. Anybody that's a little on the edge shouldn't lose their job over it. And so here we are with our military, and they're saying this is another example of the military not having our back. People go to the military for a variety of reasons. One, to serve the country. But two, for family, for community, for comrades. You know, and it to be done in like that was not cool. And I had said from the beginning, you don't want to fire our military. You have people that are willing. You know, you think you're going to be able to recruit that easily. And here they are. And the recruitment efforts are going to really struggle because they can't dangle that carrot for free college. Now that a lot of the younger generation looks at college much differently than the older generation does. And there's always public officials saying we need to get free college. We need to wipe out student loans. So if you could get free college outside of the military service, not a lot of people are going to go to the military for that, to see the world. Many people, Paris, they only saw a couple pictures, and they couldn't wait. The average person in the military doesn't get to go to Paris. They have to go to Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan. And so it starts to change people's thinking. And, you know, my father was in the military. I wanted to be in the military, and it was one of my biggest regrets because I got offered an academic scholarship. And to be the first person in my family to be able to successfully go through college, I had to jump on it. And I still regret that I never did my duty. And so I try to do other things, but nothing's going to make up for the fact that I didn't serve my country like other family members have. So that's kind of something I still regret. But to see people who were there that had the guts and the cojones to do what needed to be done and had no problem putting their life on the line, get fired for a stupid COVID-19 vaccine, I think this move that the Army is doing is correct, long overdue, now correcting whatever could have been on their discharge. But we can't turn back time. All we could do now is never again. Don't be making those stupid mandates again. Don't be having that type of thinking. And unfortunately, there's still public officials that have that thinking. They will double down saying how they approached COVID with the lockdowns and the mandates and the firing people was top notch. And we're never going to learn. And now we have an army that's suffering, as well as other branches. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.